Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
Welcome to the Arcane Amphitheater, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play centered around a cast of morally ambiguous re-deviants. Join us as our cast attempts to atone for the sins of their past in this roleplay-heavy, character-driven story.
He's a really good friend. I hear all really good friends.
Our troop is sure to bring you laughter.
I am in the possession of magic-enhancing drugs.
Tears.
The pain that I've endured, it can't be for nothing, right?
Hope.
I did the unthinkable, and you better believe I will do the impossible.
But most importantly, characters worth rooting for.
I summon a vestige of a person that I wish I could have become but never could.
Don't miss out when the curtain rises at Arcane Amphitheater, available anywhere you get your podcasts, with new episodes dropping every Wednesday. We hope to see you there. Gang ho.
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your sorceress, Kabuto Syndicate leader. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I play Fours, a level 8 shifter, and I rolled a 5. Marshall.
Hi, this is Marshall. I play Keegan, a level 8 fighter samurai, and I rolled a 14. John.
Hey, this is John playing as Lucius, level 8 sorcerer, and I got an 8. Mav, go for it.
Hey, this is Mav. I played Dosh, a level 8 swashbuckler. I rolled a 13. Jesse?
Hey everybody, I'm Jesse. I play Oswald, the level 5 inquisitor, and I got a 13 also.
Alrighty. Sean, how about them recaps?
Oh my god. Where did the last session start?
Green room.
Yeah, it was right after.
Sean, look at roll 20.
We were leaving the casino after the previous before fight.
That was just before the Jones were showing up, or we kind of passed by them.
I think we passed by them. I don't think we ever interacted with them.
They didn't like they saw us, but they didn't stop us. Type of thing. Oh my god. Yeah, my brain is scrambled in from events just from all the discussion that we've done until this point. Yeah, so after the encounter with Justin and the time erasure and the sword acquisition, Oswald had gone off to go to sleep, so when we picked up, we went to go find Oswald, and I, as far as climbed up to check on him, while Pulp and the rest of the crew were waiting down below, and the call came in to, that was at the very end of the encounter, was the call from Taro to Lucius.
Like, that was at the end of not last session, but the session before that.
So it has already been experienced at this point. Well in the past. So when we all went to bed, Dosh went out being a naughty boy.
Yeah.
And went and absorbed Hope. Absorbed a sprite and then left before they could be spotted.
I think Domin?
Before the alarm could be raised.
Right, Domin's had the, oh hey, what are you doing here?
Stay yeah. Around.
Got bluffed by hard. And so the following day is when we are showing up at the designated quarry base by Taro, and Lucius is staring down the barrel of a gun, as we last left off. Well, so to speak.
Yeah, we had a nice meal and then decided that it's time to have a showdown.
The Corlean barbecue. All
right, then we begin this session here at the quarry. You and Taro had cast buff spells on yourself. We were about to roll initiative unless we have anything last minute. But if not, then what? Taro will begin putting his hands together and drawing in energy as we roll initiative.
Click myself.
I cannot believe I beat him on initiative. Go on,
man. My character sheet.
Should we all be rolling initiative or just Taro and Lucius at this point?
Just Taro and Lucius at this point.
But, oh. My sad noise is because I rolled a 20.
Well, now it's like you got your 20 back. Back in your pocket.
Yeah.
If the rest of you have to roll initiatives, you can keep that, Marshall.
Thank you.
I'm kind of benevolent god.
I guess let's see how this goes before I bother to read off any minigame side rules for things. But both what Taro's team and I guess Lucius can have pulp on his team. If there's something you guys need to do to move or change positions or anything, you can do that freely on Lucius's turn as needed. But Lucius, you win initiative.
Yeah.
You can see Taro charging up, putting his wrist together as he's pulling in energy, a large ectoplasmic snake slowly growing in size around him. To copy Yuno's playstyle, as he has to anime say his spells and words. So as he's charging up, his world serpent's final hiss.
This is where I'm going to use one of the contingency powers that we kind of had stated at the beginning of our time in Golden, and I want to have Pulp kind of make a distracting runaway from the Kabuto Syndicate people that are in the sidelines, and I don't know what kind of action that is.
All right, we're going to give Pulp a bluff.
Sounds good.
We're going to set this at DC 25 for him. This being that if he fails, may the people here get suspicious and they follow him as he tries to Nedry his way back to the trunk of his car. But we'll definitely start gibbering, sweating as he... left my smokes. I think I need another beer.
Contingency is going to be as well to kind of create a plan without having created a plan so that the team knows that I intend on throwing a wrecker, try to hit everybody in kind of Pulp's area. Everybody can kind of get away. That is the goal.
Pulp's lying is so kind of unconvincing, he definitely attracts the attention. Marsh will walk him back to his vehicle, but the rest will stay there watching as they will head off towards the towards Pulp's trunk. So, do you want a beer? They're warm, just like I like them.
Better be Marsh.
Pulp will move away. Do you guys want to move as well?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Pulp. Get a beer. A human beer.
One human beer.
What kind of damage is the wrecker? Is it fire and physical?
Force and sonic.
Force and sonic. Oh, okay.
Thor sitting there with a fucking lounge chair, puts on his sunglasses, and just Oppenheimer's it.
Well, I was thinking if I was like really stayed next to these guys in such a fashion that they were relaxed, they would be flat-footed against the...
Yeah. No, the rest of them and Jarek's here would... do you need some more... Do you want some more meat for us?
Well,
the last thing that Taro will say before Lucius's plan goes off, I've heard that the Rethi believe in saving the best for last, but that is not a Corlean custom.
Yeah, my scythe whirling around me does not fling out. A wrecker flings out from me instead and is going to attempt to detonate in between all of these guys. So that everybody would be caught in a 30-foot blast radius.
Alrighty. So as the explosive disc goes flying out, Taro's eyes would probably get wide as he recognized kind of what it is as it just froths its way across the battlefield. As it lands in the middle there, John, go ahead and roll me 10d10 of sonic and force damage that will be dealt to everyone in the area that does not succeed at a DC 20 reflex save.
Oh, wouldn't it be funny if I was the only one who failed?
why do you put things out there like that?
After they take damage, it is a DC 20 fort save, or they're stunned for 1d6 rounds.
Okay, we are attempting to roll this. Okay, I got a total of 59 damage.
All right. Nice. Time for me to roll some reflex saves. As is standard custom around here, we'll go ahead and put down the double-decker of object placement on the map so we can make sure where everything lands in that 30-foot explosion radius.
That's a big radius. Some of you did not back away far enough.
Somebody did not back away far enough.
Can I have that blast radius go where I'm not involved in it? It would just be 5 feet.
I would really appreciate like that too. Thank you.
So we all don't know what 30 feet right. looks like.
Yeah, I'd say it's safe to say with your true strike going and Mage Hand that you can place that, land that, right? Like, it's going to land right. where you throw it. But let's go ahead and start while I'm getting everybody else. Boris, you want to go ahead and give me that reflex save?
Yeah, do it. 19.
All right. Then you will be taking full damage.
You ate another on reflex saves?
I think ate another on saves is actually a feat.
Okay, because I have immediate action. I can aid an ally that I'm in mental communication with because I have a Mercadine Tane.
Let me know the timing a little bit so I know when to just blind roll.
Yeah. Also, do you have any morale bonuses going? Because I can give you a +1 to that.
Bard stuff does not add to the saves, though.
Okay.
But Bard stuff.
Alright.
Xerix.
I tried.
Fails.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. It's close. It's close.
Saren takes half. Ravine.
One thing I want to do, if possible, when I use my move action to move away, is to turn on the Tane as well. Or turn on the telebeacon.
Okay, so nobody can teleport out?
Yeah.
All right. So the explosion goes off. Siren's able to block part of it, hiding behind the table. Ravine's also able to get some cover from the barbecue. But Jerix takes the full blast, as does Fors and Taro. Lucius, go ahead and roll me that d6 to see how many rounds they are stunned if they fail their fortitude save.
We're talking the maximum of 6 rounds.
Alrighty.
Wow.
Alright, Siren is stunned for 6 rounds. As they drop everything she's holding, unable to move is basically what, there's that ringing in the ears, can't hear anything, even taking cover, as all of these people are shell-shocked. Ravine fails completely, and Cherix does not. Haro, good thing they cast Bear's Endurance before this, will pass.
Oh, fucking.
No force. At least you're not stunned.
I got a 20 on my fortitude.
All right, Force is not stunned. Taro is not stunned either, but will lose the concentration on his World Serpent's final hiss, losing the spell from the damage taken while casting.
I'm going to use overcharge my power and make him turn off World Serpent's final kiss for the rest of the day. As I drain all.
Whatever your move was, don't you know get it?
Yeah, whatever.
Yellow card.
I drain all hope from him as best I can.
Yeah, he loses access to that spell. He'll have to go with a different one.
Now he's going to choke me inside a mech.
He's gonna put you in a mech and then choke you out. Yeah, sure.
Get in the robot, Shinji.
Like, oh, crazy, what was that just happened?
Taro looks on in fury and anger as he sees his team exploded. Turns to you then. He makes a rapid dash forward, jumping up into the air about 15 feet before coming down right next to you, both legs, as he calls out, Inferno Serpent Strike, and give me a reflex save as he explodes the ground in a 20-foot area around himself where he lands. As the ground cracks, rocks fly up to the air, chunks go flying across the quarry.
Oh, you had him land. Come after me. You, I thought he was going after Dosh. Send him over after Dosh.
Send him away!
Send him away. I use that power.
Go ahead and give me a reflex save, Lucius.
I attempt to reflex save. I got a total of 21.
All right, you will take half.
Dare you deal me my own damage. Sorry, what type of damage is this going to be?
Fire.
Did this guy just jump in front of Lucius and then throw a fireball into the ground at his own feet?
He Ganon stomped the quarry to right. explode the area.
So he could have just thrown a fireball at Lucius, but this was way cooler, so he did this.
Grants him aura.
I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so is Dosh, so he's going to try to rush in when he gets a chance.
With this first round concluded, let's go ahead and roll initiatives for everybody who is not stunned. Marsh looks hyper-pissed here now, seeing Dosh and Pulp, and as Pulp clearly is like, just forgets to grab his beer as it explodes behind him.
I hate to ask this.
Mm-hmm.
I never win initiative, and I forgot that I have an ability called Get Faster Kid as a Basin Bastard.
Mm.
And I would be curious if he would let me use that power to dodge the next attack against me.
So wouldn't work on this one because it doesn't target you?
It's cool. It also has the other power you already know with this, but make an attack with a bonus to damage equal to 3 times your tier. To be honest, I wouldn't mind having that one saved up instead.
Okay.
So I might try to just do what I can to damage this guy down.
Okay, then yeah, you have that one saved up for your Basin City Bastard ability, and a great place and time to use it, because this is the Golden Basin City, but it goes by Golden. All right, very well. So as Taro lands exploding, making a smaller explosion than Lucius did, initiative kicks off here in the quarry. Oswald, you are first to react.
All right. I'm going to pull my Seeker Pistol that I'm not sure I've ever actually fired before. Which is loaded with the go-to-sleep bullets that we bought from Bombs for Bros. And I'm going to try and shoot at Taro Shin to see if I can get him to go to sleep. Maybe he'll roll shit and he'll save. I don't know. I got a 25 to hit.
25 will hit.
Nice. I don't know the stats on the go-to-sleep bullets. You never gave them to me, so you tell me what happens next.
Yeah, he will be hit with a bullet. It is DC 15, and he will pass.
Okay. Well, I'm just a little guy, so I don't get 2 attacks. So I'm going to fire a grappling hook and try and get up to like the edge of this upper level here. So I'm kind of not on the same level as where all the fireballs are happening.
Yeah, you're able to grapple up and head up a tier on the quarry. Keegan.
Okay. Going for Taro first, right?
I mean, it's up to you, but Taro's got disintegrate and fireball feet, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna knock his ass out. Yeah, I'm gonna charge over to Taro and try and knock him out. My punch to hit is 30.
30 will absolutely hit. What is the fort save on your knockout punch?
Fort save is 17.
All right, Taro takes the hit across the face, but does not go down, and he looks at you with disgust, Keegan.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
You're right.
I hang my head a little bit.
What might not have been made clear is that we decided to beeline towards the get them strategy. Thinking about it, we used our contingencies to think, let's have a better plan than me fight Taro alone.
But as Keegan runs up and punches Taro across the side of the face, Dosh, you're next to react.
Let's see. I'm looking down, I'm looking into the quarry here. How does Fours look?
I look a little singed.
Steaming.
Yeah. But I don't look like I'm knocked on my ass or anything.
Okay. I think I'm going to also try to dogpile Taro Shin if you look fine. If you're looking more beat up, I think I'll try to help you with
I think you're clear. I think everyone's clear to do what they will. I know what I'm doing.
Okay. I imagine we're kind of up in the quarry a little bit, going to the car. So I gracefully slide down the rocks as I rush up alongside Keegan. Would this be flanking?
No, because Lucius does not have a weapon.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He's not threatening.
Okay. I'm the tambourine man, sorry.
I can't get in flanking yet. I don't got enough move speed. I will expertly, defensively, as I enter into my stances when I run down, I will strike at him, and I'll also attempt to do a stunning fist, a.k.a. stunning stick attack.
Come on, Dosh.
Yeah, we can do it. Swing, 32.
It will hit.
19 damage.
Okay.
And my stunning fist DC is 10 plus half your level, so 4, plus my wisdom, 1. 15.
Alrighty. yeah, thanks to that bear's error, that Constrictor's endurance is really doing him solid. As he will pass against that as well.
I did 5 damage with my punch.
Yes, I added
okay,
on.
Okay, good. Make sure everything counts.
The lizard folk in the back, Jerix, will stand up, drawing their auto rifle, and will full attack on Keegan.
Yeah.
With a 24 and a 21.
Those will not hit.
If they're not hit, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Bullets spray across the quarry here. But do not land a blow. Fours, the gunfire goes off behind you. As you can see, Siren and Ravine stunned on the ground here next to you.
Well, this is tremendous because I will pull out 2 pairs of the manacles. And Ravine's right arm is going to go through the grill of the... The grill is... it's not... Shoot, it's like hot.
Yes.
That's fine.
I mean, you can go with the barbecue. It's not, you just choose the not burnt, like.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing's been exploded and flung. It's just a chunk of metal now that's twisted laying there.
Yeah. But essentially, yeah, first part is binding them up that way and then grabbing their weapons. If they had weapons that were dropped, I'll be grabbing those so that they're not around.
Ravine's auto rifle would be on the ground. The Siren did not have a weapon drawn. Against 2 stunned opponents, especially, it's not a problem for you to manacle them together in a way that makes sure that they are removed from the combat. Not like 6 rounds, the stunning wouldn't, but they're they are trapped. All right, Lucius.
I would like to kind of strategically move away from Taro using our teamwork feat to... not provoke an attack of opportunity.
It's like, well, this was fun.
Yeah, so kind of weaving through Dosh and doing a super fucking runaway. I move away from him and try to put my distance away from everybody else, but I will then whirl around to face Taro, and my scythe will be hovering around me, and I will ready to strike Taro in the case that I see that he's about to cast a spell.
Then, Keegan, you can hear the rapid approach of footsteps as Marsh comes diving upon you from behind. with a beer in each hand as he's slamming them against your head.
Okay. That's fair.
Give me back my gladius!
Amazing.
Earn it, you son of a bitch!
With a 35 as he'll smash into you.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Alrighty, he will knock you prone with him, dealing 9 points of unarmed damage.
All right.
Your face and armor are now covered in what is stale, warm beer from the back of Pulp's trunk. But he is on top of you while you're prone. Okay. So, Dosh, you can look over and see Marsh and Papa Keegan just wailing on him.
You get a little bit of hope for me. I say, you got this. You get your face beat in with a mug. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Taro, seeing Marsh has now started to wail on Keegan, he is going to step back.
Yeah, I'm going to follow.
Okay. He's going to attempt to cast defensively. As you can see, the tattoo scales across him start to glitter and spark with electricity.
Does he need to beat?
15 plus twice the spell level.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, he fails to hold on to the spell defensively, but that would trigger you, John, as you would see that he begins casting a spell.
I attempt to attack him. I roll a total of 30 as my scythe flings at him. That would be 11 piercing damage.
Yeah, the scythe cuts across the side of him. He's bleeding heavily. You can see where he's burnt, bleeding out of the ears on one side from the wrecker. He's still up. This next spell does not provoke, so he will use this on Dosh. The Swift actually makes a rapid amount of fast attacks with his hand, striking you 5 times, dealing 13 points of force damage as he rapid outer strike and just hits a bunch.
Okay.
Can I roll a spellcraft to understand what that spell was?
Yeah.
That one. I waste my 19 to get a 35.
You know that he just cast Magic Missile.
With his fist.
Spell thematics feat, baby. Oswald, you're up above, watching as Taro engages with Dosh and Lucius. You can see Marsh on top of Keegan and Force currently manacling Ravine and Syra together.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna try and shoot Taro again. That seems like my best option right now.
And you can see Pulp is recording this with his phone.
Pulp. Cohen and Pulp.
If you're gonna do that, why'd you pay $5,000 to walk away?
You get $5,000 back. I'll glance at Pulp, but I will take no action towards him, and I will shoot at Taro with my secret pistol. What's my elevation up here on the second tier of the quarry?
You're about 40 feet up.
Oh, okay. All right, that's gonna put me a range increment out. So, I only got a 15 on my shot.
Okay, 15 will miss.
Yep. It looks like there's some like cranes and whatnot holding like quarry blocks scattered around the quarry. Is that right?
Yeah, they're further out to the edge though. Chose a fairly open space for you all to battle in.
Okay.
He didn't want us to situate himself specifically next to environmentals that were like flashing red whenever you get close enough to them.
Yeah, he kept trying to get Lucius to stand on a suspicious-looking X, but it just didn't work.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Is there a way, like, if he ends up in the wrong spot, that I could, like, drop an enormous stone on him?
Taro Shen is just the coyote. Acme punch!
Yeah, I'll just move farther to the south and just continue getting away from the other Corleans.
Keegan, you are currently prone to getting wailed on.
I'm gonna.
You could probably feel that, on top of him attacking, that he's trying to reach that Gladius you have on your belt.
Oh, it's on my back.
Oh, I thought that you gave it to Oswald.
I don't think we ever did hand it over.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You got 3 swords uselessly wrapped in rope on your back.
Yeah. I got 3 swords tied to my back. Yeah.
He needs those.
As he's grabbing for it, I'll say, well, if you want it, you gotta beat me for it. Challenging him and swinging at him myself. 22.
22 will hit.
14 damage, and then my second hits a 20.
20 will also hit.
12 damage.
Okay. Alright, as that fight continues, we cut over to Dosh.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay here in between Taro and Lucius. Kind of trying to be a block. And I will ready my stick. And I will try to unleash a series of blows as well, but not nearly as karate-oriented. First one, 23.
Will hit.
I'm going to use a panache to do it again with 30.
Will hit.
And then this is my secondary attack for 14 to hit.
He'll dodge.
And then I will attempt to trip him with stick style for 25.
25 will match his CMD, and he will fall over.
Which then provokes as I stomp on him. For 32.
He's been stomped.
Damn. So 3 of these hit. So 18 damage, 20 damage, 18 damage.
Good grief.
This is what happens when we panic.
Stop him, stop him.
There's a Justice League cartoon where I think they're fighting Darkseid, and it's, I think it's Green Lantern goes to punch him and just gets smashed on the ground, and then he gets swarmed by henchmen. I just imagine this, he gets knocked on the ground. It's like, get him!
I know what you're talking about. I laughed so hard at that.
Yeah, I can't remember which one that was in, but it's so good.
We get her to Xeric, which will step back away, pointing the gun at Fours, and will open fire, going full automatic with a rapid shot.
Who me?
With a 17, a 29, and a 27.
Ooh, he comes close with the 29, but I scramble around this barbecue.
Yeah, bullets bounce and tear off the barbecue as they all ricochet around you. Before, it is your turn.
All right. Well, I suppose it's up to me to deal with Xeric. Unless I want to gang up, turn my back and gang up on Taro Shin.
Look at him turn around
and just... right past Keegan as you come in, just look at him rolling on the ground like, you got this, Keegan.
Just having a fight on the ground.
Yeah, that does sound like more fun. Oh. So what I'm going to do, because I think Keegan makes it easier for me to be able to grapple people.
I do.
They're both of you are on the ground.
It's my moral support that helps. You got this, buddy.
Oh, how could you possibly describe that as being a plus four bonus, is it?
I think so.
And you're currently on the ground.
Yeah. Fist fighting the guy who's on top of me.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna try and grapple with Taro.
I can see Marsh in the middle of fist fighting this guy just reaches out, grabs an ankle from Taro Shin, who's also on the ground, just for a second, just long enough to give Forge the boost.
Yeah, with a 29 total.
29 will grapple Taro.
I gotta wear him like a coat.
You can see Taro being this close up on him. For us, Taro is beaten, bloodied. Though there's determination in his eyes, you can see that he does not have enough stamina to really keep fighting, though he's trying his best.
Hmm. Admirable.
I respect it.
Aren't there Wreckers Corlean inventions?
They are.
Surprised you didn't expect it.
That's the excessiveness I talked about.
Well, from what I understand from what Jeff let us do is, and edit me out if I'm wrong, but even if I activated it incorrectly, because I was able to fling it out with magic, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to make it explode one way or another when it gets to its location, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
like, kind of the scary thing about Wreckers is that if you mess up when you set it up, then you could accidentally blow yourself up.
Yup.
Fours, you have Taro grappled. Lucius.
Hold, please. Just bust out the comb here. I can do that. I'm going to yell at Xeric. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll yell out to him to drop his weapon. And I'm going to ready an action to burning disarm if he doesn't.
Yeah, he's not going to listen to you across 60 feet of quarry with his friends tied up and everybody jumping his boss.
You know, that makes complete sense. My weak-ass voice from this far away.
It's like, what are you saying?
You know, to reality on that, can I just burn and disarm this guy?
No, just picturing... from his vantage point on the side of a quarry, just your voice cutting in and out in the the winds carving through the the air, and you could just hear the scratching on the onboard mic, like the wind hitting the microphone.
I'm usually the biggest critic of that too. you meet your bad guy. You're 100 feet away so that you're both in charging distance. You try to have a conversation. Anyways, that DC is going to be 16.
Alrighty. Very well. Xerix fails the save, taking what burning damage as they cannot let go of the weapon in time.
Read the spell. I thought that you had the option to drop it if you wanted to.
If you pass.
Oh, if you pass. Gotcha. It's going to be for caster level 5d4. I'm not going to do that to you. Hold on one second.
1d4 at a time.
Right. Sorry, I opened it in a stupid fashion. So.
There's something called being a sore winner, John.
A total of 9 damage.
Alrighty. Yeah, he lets out a lizard folk curse word that echoes in his part of the quarry as Pulp watches. Marsh enters into a rage and then starts full attacking you, Keegan.
Oh, God.
With a 23 and a 34?
The 34 will hit.
And a 35.
That'll hit, too.
Alrighty. Striking you twice, once for 12 and another 12, as he's just punching you across the face over and over. Tara will attempt to cast, but the verbal spell that he attempts to use... he's not able to get it to successfully go off while being held by fours. My son will finish my work. Amon will pay. Oswald.
I'm going to fire a grapple over to like this walkway near Xerix, like close enough that I actually can like see him and speak to him and kind of shout at him like, hey, we got no beef with you.
You're still 40 feet up and 40 feet away, so...
Is he down on the ground level? I thought he was up.
No, he's on the ground level with Sean. He was at the barbecue.
Fuck. Okay, then I will zip down to his same, like, elevation then.
But he is distracted because his gun's on fire in his hands right now.
Yeah. So, I would like to shout at him and say, we've got no beef with you. We're just here for Taro. Are you going to be cool?
My hands!
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully he was able to like, take a minute and read the situation, so I'm going to then ready in action. If he's going to keep like being a combatant, then I'm going to shoot him with my gun. But if he's not, then I will be chill if he will.
He does not look chill.
Yeah.
You're 0 for 10 on the be cool campaign.
Is that another sleepy time bullet? Queued up.
I mean, it's a rated action, so yeah.
Keegan.
Yeah, I was seeing if I could add anything else to this, or just punch it back and forth at this moment. Yeah, we're just punching. Punch, punch. 17? Oh.
17 will miss, so he's able to block it.
Yeah, the next one's 11, too.
Didn't your scythe do stuff when you hit him with it?
It isn't did, like, actually.
Isn't he, like, glowy now or something?
Yes, yeah, so all of you have a +4 morale bonus to hit and +6 morale bonus to damage versus Taro Shin.
Oh. That's not who's punching me. Do you have anything going on right now that adds to my hit to hit?
I don't think that I do, to be honest.
I don't think so. Okay, yeah, I swing at him twice wildly. And
yeah, beer in your eyes.
The rage threw me off. He got some good hits in.
All right, Dosh. Taro's grappled in front of you. You can hear Keegan and Marsh exchanging blows.
Ah!
What, probably the distance you'd hear Oswald scream at Xerix, but Xerix is screaming anyways.
I'm going to keep attacking Taro Shin. Hopefully I'm knocking out before that. I get a +4 to hit and +6 to damage.
Correct.
Natty one. He's a panache. 36.
Absolutely hits.
And 25.
And that absolutely hits. Don't forget, he is also prone, so your numbers were way higher.
Oh, okay.
He was prone and in a grapple.
16, for 23 damage and 27 damage.
And are you wanting those to be lethal or not?
Yes.
All right, he is dead. His head caved in from your stick. Taro goes limp in your arms, Fours.
All right, I'll release him.
Like a bully, like you held his arms behind his back.
We're big campaign.
Oh, that doesn't feel that good.
But he's dead now. Xerix will drop the weapon, looking at his burning hands as he gives up in despair.
Hey!
Oh, he's dead?
but Taro is no more.
What? What?
Doesn't he own casinos?
Jesus.
Yes. Yes, he does.
What, you're going to start a punch card or something for killing casino owners?
I'm in the loyalty program. I get points, goddammit.
Next medium casino is free.
Was it you that killed Justin also?
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, it can't be Dodge is 3 for 3. Like, that would be wild.
Who the fuck is Justin?
No, yeah,
I mean, Dodge is 100% of casino owners that you remember.
Yeah.
We find our heroes now. You're sitting here. Zerix has given up. Ravine and Siren eventually, once they come to their senses, will find that they are tied to this barbecue and tied together as they lament and wail at the loss of their boss.
Oh, good benefits, I guess.
Hmm.
What's Marsh doing?
Oh, yeah, we can continue that fight. Marsh is just, he's raging. He is just going to keep swinging into Keegan. So, fours.
Feels bad.
I think we all kind of feel bad on this one.
How's Keegan looking?
He's okay. You've seen him take more hits than this. About 65 hit points before I go out, or at least hit the threshold for Die Hard.
Well, you challenged him.
I did.
So I'm gonna back up and let you guys.
Yeah, we can duel hash it out.
Corlian to Corlian.
If he beats me, he can have his sword.
Alrighty, Lucius.
We'll walk up besides Dosh to look down on Taro. I wish it didn't have to end this way.
Same, but it kind of did.
We're kind of looking at you on that. Did you have to kill him?
Did Ty give us any other options?
Marsh will swing again 3 times with a 31, a 22, and a 21.
The 31 will hit.
All right. You take 9 points of damage across the face.
Having a casual conversation at this part, not or a serious conversation.
You guys just beating each other to bloody hell.
This is so weird. We got 2 people handcuffed and crying. One guy just standing there defeated with his gun on the ground.
Looking at his melted hands.
Yeah. We're a fist fight on the ground. You guys are having a conversation. Pulp's drinking a warm beer, recording the whole thing.
But Oswald, you'll see Zerix drop to their knees and drop their gun. And you can look over in the distance there across the quarry where you can see Keegan and Marsh going at it.
Between Zerix, Ravine, and Siren, who looks the most hurt? I'm going to go up and render first aid to whichever one looks the worst off, if they'll let me.
2 of them are handcuffed together into a barbecue, so...
Yeah, I'm trusting that they're not going to start any shit. I'm guessing like the 2 that were actually caught in the wrecker are worse off.
Actually, no, both of them passed their saves. They took half damage. Zerix looks horrible. Okay, burnt, hands burnt.
Yeah. If he'll let me, I will go up and start doing a heal check to at least, like, bind his wounds and, you know, make it a little better.
I would need a diplomacy or something from you, because...
Yeah, that's fair. I think I would come up and say, I'm sorry I had to go this way. That looks like it hurts. Can I take a look and see what I can do? So... that is a total of 18 on a diplomacy check.
The lizard folk doesn't basically confirm or deny. They don't pull away when you start to try to do that, but they're not saying anything.
That's fine. I'm not expecting to make a friend here. And I roll shit on the heal check.
Oh shit, this is heal you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean my rolling shitty is still a 12, so I at least don't make it worse, but yeah.
All right, Keegan.
Poke him in the wound. I'm going to swing back at the guy. 22.
Hits.
18 damage. 19.
Hits.
18 damage.
Alrighty, yeah. You'd say blows like that, you can tell that Marsh probably does not have too much longer left.
Okay.
But he continues to rage and go at it. Dosh.
I'll look to Lucius and, did you have any other ideas?
Make him surrender. Make him surrender the house war.
Do you think he would have?
Absolutely no.
That's my turn.
All right. Fours.
I'm just watching the duel. That's what's got my attention right now.
Alrighty. Lucius.
I don't know Greece. That's a joke anyways.
Problem with this one-on-one fight is it's not sexy enough.
Still speaking with Dosh, though, I would have felt better knowing that we gave him the choice, though. But no, I don't think that he was just going to stop fighting. That's my turn.
Alrighty. Marsh wails into you with a 34, a 39, and a 25.
Two of those hit.
Does 11 to your face, and then 15. Oswald.
I will move forward and try and give a heal check to the next in line. Looks like it's Ravine. Again, if they'll let me do it without me, like, interacting with them, then I'm just going to start patching them up. But if they need some diplomacy, I'll try.
Technically, at this point, they're still stunned, so they can't really respond at all. So.
Okay, then, yeah, I'm going to... I'm not, like, a professional doctor with, like, a where I need a consent or anything. I'm just going to start bandaging somebody.
All right.
They still got that ringing in the ears.
Oswald doesn't need consent.
So 27 on the heel check for Ravine.
I mean, a lot of bruising. They're definitely be sore, but you can see nothing life threatening.
Yep.
Keegan.
Punch, punch. Oh, not good. First one's 14.
Miss.
Next one's 18.
18 will miss.
Uh-oh.
Dosh.
I'll say if there's anything you could think of we can do to ease the blow, but I think I made the right decision.
Just meat slaps in the back.
Fours.
Yeah, same as last. I'm basically dropped out of rounds.
Alrighty, Lucius.
And I look at Dosh a bit awkwardly. Do you think that would have been the right decision? Do you think you would have made that as the right decision a month ago before ever coming here? I don't know if this seems like you.
I'll say I don't think so. I've learned a lot since we got here.
Marsh has put his hands together, is bringing down the double fist across Keegan.
But
Fours, Dosh, and Lucius, as you're all looking at the body of Taro, you can notice there is a bit of glowing coming from underneath his outfit on his back. But 23, 27, and oops, that should be 24.
The 27 hits.
Alrighty.
Watch him have some resurrect sort of thing, and then we just talk and start stomping him back to
death. I feel bad about this.
Screaming like we see a new spider or something.
Stop, stop, stop.
Oswald.
That one was an accident. I swear to God, I didn't mean to do that one.
15 on the heel check for Siren. Last of the Corlean folk.
Looks like they will survive, but still wounded.
Yeah. It's just Keegan. A heal check. It's not like I'm going to get back hit points or anything.
Yeah.
How much damage did I take from that double fist?
6 points.
Oh, okay.
Are you close to going down?
Closer every round.
Closer every round. I'm 20 to hitting zero. Or 20, hang on.
To passing out?
Oh, no, I have die hard. I got a while to go. Okay. Yeah, I'll hit him back. No, I won't. I shall flail.
Missed twice. Can't believe in a fisticuffs battle versus Marsh that no one that you haven't made a single punch junction joke yet. Dosh.
I'll roll to Taroshin over gently. Like, oh, I have respect for the guy still.
Yeah, you can see the light coming off of his back underneath his shirt. Underneath his uniform.
I'll like lift his shirt up so I can see it, inspect it. Or so Forrest can see it. Or Lucius can see it with his magic eyes.
Peeling away from his back in kind of a what? At first it looks like a tattoo, but then as it's exposed to the air, they seem to form ethereally around and over his body are three silver-plated gears. Fours. You watch as the gears start to pull away from Taro's body, taking a more solid form, as they give off wisps of the ethereal, giving off that as they lift into the air a bit.
Ooh, that's it's competing for my attention now.
That's fair. I haven't landed a good hit in a while.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know if Marsh is going to get his sword back or not.
All right, Lucius.
You think Marsh would be down to go on a dungeon crawl? Yeah, I'll be kind of in awe of what's going on and take a 5-foot step back. Can I do anything to assess what's happening? The gears.
Yeah, I mean, what? I don't think you have detect magic still going, but if
I do not have detect magic going on, no. But maybe like a spellcraft or something, or
yeah, you can go and give me a spellcraft or a knowledge plane.
I got a total of 31.
All right, with 31, you get an idea that these are strong planar items, giving off a heavy sense of kind of universal transmutation. These are Mechanus gears.
Yeah, I was going to say, the first thing I think of is Mechanus. I'm not a planar knowledgeable kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
So,
but with that, Marsh will hit with a 35, a 39, and a 35.
Oh, God.
Doing 11, 7, and then 11.
Okay. Let me math this out for a second really quick.
Oswald.
I am going to come over to Taro's corpse and see what is going on with these gears. I'm not going to do or say anything yet. I'm just kind of waiting to see what everybody else is intended to do with the gear. And, you know, keep an eye on whether Keegan actually goes unconscious.
Yeah. They continue to float there as they were. Keegan.
I'm going to hit him again. It's not changing up the pattern on this fight. Okay, 16 misses, but the 23 hits.
Alrighty.
For 13 damage.
Alright, Dosh.
I am going to attempt a praise check. If I succeed, oh no, this will be hard. I learn all of its properties.
Alright.
29.
With the 29, these are gears of Mechanus. If turned into a mantle, they can have altering effects on persons, groups, or the world. Either extending powers and abilities, granting people abilities beyond that normal folk can have. There's a wide variety, but you need a mantle to interpret them, to apply them.
Are they safe to touch without like activating it or doing anything terrible with them?
As they are now no longer associated with someone, okay. They're basically inert until a mantle gets a hold of them.
Okay. I will describe all that to everyone here as I guess try to put them in a bag or something, or try to... I don't know how big they are.
Think about grapefruit size.
Okay. There's three of them?
Yep.
Okay.
So Taro was a mantle of Mechanus?
No, he wasn't the mantle. He had the gears, and the mantle has to interpret them, or give... So he found a mantle.
Okay.
Fours.
I'm still reffing the Keegan-Marsh fight.
All right, Lucius.
Start to get a little bit annoyed over the fight. Say, Keegan, can you please finish this and you're going to get some Inspire Courage. I hate to call it Inspire Courage at this point.
All right.
Marsh with a 37, a 38.
Damn. Yeah, I'm not going to be...
Confirm with a 28.
Oh, yeah, the 28 will confirm.
Alrighty. 13. 6, and then he crits. I imagine this is probably the one that knocks you out, is he?
Yeah.
Punches, crits for 25.
Oh. Let's see. I am out. Let me just figure it out how much out.
He's not doing lethal, is he?
He was, yeah.
Oh, he was doing lethal damage?
Yeah. My armor's absorbing a bunch of that, though. I have a bunch of hit points. My non-lethal just rounded up to where... And yeah, that 25 is going to knock me out.
Then Forge, you'll watch as Marsh flips over Keegan, grabs his gladius. We've failed here. We're leaving. But he'll point down towards Keegan. If I ever see you again, though, you're fucking dead. And we'll start limping, heading back to Ravine and Siren and Zerix.
The forest of, like, he couldn't hear him. He's out.
Unless you have any intention of intervening, the Kabuto Syndicate here will get in the vehicle and leave.
I wouldn't stop him.
Once the gears are safely tucked away in Dasha's bag, I'm going to flip Taro back onto his back and just kind of like, this will be my first time seeing his skull caved in and how gruesome it is. I was going to like take that in for a beat, and then I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to attach it to an email that I'm going to send to Typh.
Yeah, you can hear the slow approach of Pulp is, oh, that was fucking amazing. Still recording as he'll zoom down on Taro. Oh, well done. So you guys... You got to really...
Snatch his phone or camera or whatever out of his hand.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, yeah. Hey, that's my property.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everything here was as legal as I probably wish it was. That phone's ours now.
Assholes. As you all stand around looking at the dead form of Taro, pulpwood. So I imagine you guys want to get an airship out of here quick.
That's right. Pulp is supposed to be our way out of the country as well.
Ascar, Corleone expert, what's the... Do we bury him?
I mean, yeah, Key gets passed out unconscious.
What? No.
I see. Oswald, can you administer first aid to our friend here?
Yeah, I'm very unconscious.
I'm sure he's okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure Keegan is fine. He's just knocked out. But yes, I will go assess with a 29 on the heel check.
He'll recover. It's just going to be a while.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
But we will end this session as you are all in this quarry here. Pulp looking on solemnly at Dosh, wondering when he gets his phone back. For Oswald, you will get a ding on your phone.
Mm. Yeah, I'll look at it, obviously. Yeah, it's still in my hand. I actually had some other people I wanted to contact. So, yes, I will read what I assume is a message from Typh.
It just says, thanks. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up emoji.
Take a week off.
I am feeling just full of myself and just exasperated and exhausted enough that I actually will reply to him with just an emoji, and it's just like the flat like line of the mouth, like the flat stare emoji.
Come on, guys, drag me to the car.
I'm gonna send a text to Okani to let her know that this has happened, and I'm going to call my dad because I am going to try and arrange some airship travel out of Golden.
Do we have any of those jump starts left?
Yep.
Okay.
We got one left.
That is where this session will end. Bop, 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 bop. Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know all the stuff. It's Christmas time. Do the things. Give us some ratings. You heard from Nylor, Monolithic, Everything Breaks, and Mendel Hypercube. Sound effects by Pixabay. All right, everyone. Well, we're at the end of 2025. I hope you have a great holiday, and I'm excited to tell you more nerd stories next year. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.